Alora, the coldest night of the year has gone to the horses. The annual fundraiser, which involves a cold, winter walk to raise money for Alora House, which helps women transition from sex trafficking to independent and healthy living, takes place on Saturday, February 25. We're going to be doing a 5K walk at the Alora Raceway. So the raceway has allowed us to walk the track basically, said Shannon Frizzle, event director for the coldest night of the year and board member of Alora House. And we have, I think we're at 15 teams, but our goal is $100,000 and registration is at 4 o'clock. Then we do the walk and wrap up at 7:30. The pandemic forced the coldest night of the year event to run virtually the past 2 years. This will be the first in-person one. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we've had virtual events. So this is our first live event. So we're very excited about it. It's a new experience for us. Because of COVID, we were only able to do virtual for the last 2 years. At this point, $10,920 has been raised. Frizzle believes they can reach their goal of $100,000. The ultimate goal of this particular fundraiser is to support Alora House. Alora House is a shelter for victims of human trafficking. So women have been involved in human trafficking and have decided to leave the life and want to get into a safe place. The women who stay at Alora House have the opportunity to be supported as they transition to a healthy way of life where they can make healthy choices. So our main function is shelter. But we also provide all of the resources for the women to get back into society. The shelter offers several supports for the survivors. So we give them career counseling, they have a psychologist that comes in and provides some mental health support. Alora House opened in January of 2020. It has room for 4 residents to stay in and has helped dozens of Wellington County women escape sexual exploitation. We started just before the pandemic. So our doors opened literally in January, the year the pandemic hit. So there was a little bit of a delay. And we have 4 residents in the house generally at a time. There's 4 rooms in the home. The shelter location was actually donated by private donors. We operate as a non-profit, on private donations and fundraising events like Coldest Night of the Year. So we've helped, I would say, 50 or so women now. And they're all local, Wellington County victims. This is a local issue. To donate, register to walk or volunteer, go here. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.